Madam President, Madam Director General, Excellencies. At this very moment, as we all know, a war of aggression is taking place in Ukraine. The Russian Federation's aggression is possibly the greatest threat to peace since the end of the Second World War. A serious conversation on disarmament has never been more urgent. To meet the requirements of this moment, we need to look not only to the Russian acts of aggression, but also to consider the lessons that the rest of the world is likely to draw from watching a response to these acts. For example, as we gather here, North Korea has renewed testing of ballistic missiles in the South China Sea. The Conference on Disarmament has a special role to play in fostering world peace and security at this time. Indeed, we have a responsibility to do so. As we all know, the rules-based international order is under serious strain. Compromise, which is so critical, is such a critical ingredient of peace, is getting harder to attain. Today, we face alarming new risks. For example, the development of hypersonic weapons by Russia. With respect to North Korea, Canada has been a leader in ensuring that sanctions have the maximum effect in deterring proliferation. Together with our partners, Canada is pushing for pragmatic, meaningful ways to implement the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. We are actively participating in cross-regional groups, including the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Initiative and the Stockholm Initiative on Nuclear Disarmament. We also call for the immediate entry into force of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, as well as the immediate commencement of negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty. We also know that we must pay equal attention to the threat of chemical weapons. The Chemical Weapons Convention is under serious threat, as seen by serious repeated use of chemical weapons against its own people and ongoing lack of compliance, as well as Russia's use of Novichok-type chemical weapons in the attempted assassinations of Sergei Skripal and Alexei Navalny. Canada calls on all state parties to push for full and effective implementation of the Chemical Weapons Convention. We will continue to support the crucial work of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. COVID-19 starkly reminds us we must strengthen the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention at this year's 9th review conference. And we must resist those who would undermine the UN Security General's mechanism to review and enforce this important convention. Canada commends the leadership on biological threat reduction we've seen through the global partnership against the spread of weapons and material of mass destruction. In particular, we've supported efforts to mitigate biological threats in Africa and the Indo-Pacific region. Rapid advances in artificial intelligence and automation are outpacing our ability to regulate lethal autonomous weapon systems. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons is an appropriate forum to discuss and control autonomous weapons. Canada is deeply disappointed that the review conference in December was unable to agree on an ambitious, results-oriented mandate. This failure was despite an overwhelmingly majority of states being in favor of decisive action. We urge our fellow members to revisit this and to pursue bold and urgent action in this regard. The Arms Trade Treaty is an essential means of addressing arms flows, which intensify and prolong conflict and instability. Canada urged all countries to join the treaty. We're a proud member of the ATT Voluntary Trust Fund Selection Committee, and we're committed to our role in supporting projects that will strengthen treaty compliance. We must also take action to ensure space is preserved for peaceful purposes. Canada has long supported a ban on anti-satellite weapons tests that produce space debris. Canada supports the open-ended working group to develop norms and principles of behavior, and we urge all states to get involved. Over the last 2 years, we have seen rapidly escalating crisis of misinformation online and its use to foment social unrest by state and non-state actors alike. The rapid spread of misinformation online has become an integral part of modern warfare. Canada calls on all members to understand and confront this emerging challenge, which is a serious threat to democratic principles and to peace. Madame la Présidente, au cours des dernières décennies, trop peu de progrès significatif a été effectué sur le plan mondial en matière de désarmement nucléaire. Et ce, malgré le fait que la menace des armes nucléaires soit aussi importante aujourd'hui qu'elle ne l'était il y a 50 ans, lorsque le traité sur la non-prolifération des armes nucléaires est entré en vigueur. Aujourd'hui, les menaces liées aux armes nucléaires, chimiques, biologiques, à l'intelligence artificielle et à la désinformation sont plus complexes et immédiates que jamais. Alors que nous nous réunissons ici aujourd'hui, l'hostilité et l'agression menacent le progrès que nous désirons faire. La violation flagrante de l'intégrité territoriale et de la souveraineté de l'Ukraine par la Russie démontre son rejet de la voie diplomatique et son désir de refaçonner l'histoire par la force. Ce forum n'est pas à l'abri de ce genre de défi. Le dialogue et la diplomatie constructive sont trop souvent et trop facilement laissés de côté. Le Canada exhorte tous les membres de la conférence à revenir à un esprit de compromis afin d'avancer vers les négociations de traité. Dans nos efforts, nous devons tenir compte des diverses perspectives. C'est ainsi que nous trouverons des solutions pérennes. Cela comprend la prise en compte de l'égalité des hommes et des femmes dans toutes nos délibérations. La paix et la sécurité sont nos responsabilités communes. Le Canada continuera à travailler constructivement et de bonne foi avec vous vers le désarmement mondial. Merci.